what exactly do you know about the Pyro?
The Pyro? Don't know much, but he makes our lives hell. Everything we do, everything we build up, he destroys.
What? Fraudulence! You told me we were doing a documentary on Victor von Frankenstein!
Now, now, Doctor, we are both men of science.
Nine! Get the camera off my face!
Restrain him!
Let me go! I know nothing!
I fear no man, but that thing. It scares me.
It's like he's always one step ahead. Once he's got his eyes on you, you best believe he's gonna get you.
What is the part?
The freak!
An abomination! A monstrosity!
If we could just get rid of Pyro altogether,
I cannot fathom what must go through the Pyro's mind. He must be completely damaged. Perhaps something happened during his childhood that... Oh, no.
All about
fire.
You're back.
Well, always a once again a great intro. Pyro.
Have you ever heard of the Pyro?
Never heard of him.
Look at that's him on the screen there.
Yeah, that's him. Wow.
It's a this is from I wouldn't think you would know what this was, and my son didn't know either. But this is, and he's like in this age group. It's a video game, Team Fortress 2. It's a first. It's a team-based first-person shooter multiplayer video game. You know, it's been out for quite a while. It's Xbox, PlayStation, all that stuff. But these guys are like, so here's the whole group of them there.
Yeah, the whole group.
But this guy's the Pyro. The description of the Pyro is pretty funny. Are you ready for
it
this?
It is pretty good because he said I'm a monstrosity.
Yes.
Which
yes.
I like that word. And
yeah.
It started in my childhood.
Yeah, here's the description from Wikipedia. The Pyro, I guess he's voiced by Dennis Bateman, is a mentally unstable pyromaniac of unknown gender or origin, clad in a fire-retardant suit and voice-muffling gas mask. In addition to a shotgun and fire axe, the Pyro is armed with a homemade flamethrower that can set players on fire. It can also produce a blast of compressed air that knocks away nearby enemies and projectiles and extinguishes burning teammates. So he can start people on fire, and then he puts them out.
He puts them out, yeah.
You know what? When you talk about all those the gadgets and stuff he's got, the only thing I can think of is don't let Dino get a hold of any.
No. Yeah. Well, it's like I told Bob, the fireman, when he joined us down in Cabo. I said, Bob, you made a living putting out fires, and I made a living starting them.
Yes, right. Yeah, Bob the Fire.
So I'm the Pyro.
How did we got a lot of fireworks to talk about last time we were in Cabo. So
yeah.
How did the Casa Star hold up?
Everything went pretty well. We had a nice time, finished out everything, got rid of all you guys, and got the next group in, and everybody had a really good time. It was a lot of fun. And hated to leave. Really didn't want to leave.
Right. Well, and they always say leave the best for last, but I think you went with the best first.
Well, I started with I hit the ground running and ended the ground running. I wished you guys would have been there for that casino night. Would have been nice, and we could have went. But
it was for a charity, right?
Yeah, charitable building Baja's future, which is
you're all about being all about a philanthropist.
Philanthropist, yes. No longer a contrabandista, a philanthropist.
Okay.
Just to get that straight.
is that a criminal in Spanish? Contrabandista?
Moves contraband in Spanish, yes.
Oh, okay. I can't believe, it was your last evening in Cabo.
Mm-hmm. It was the last evening in Cabo. We had plans to go out for dinner, so, which, I can understand, but I was like, man, if the guys were here, this could have been a great thing because the casino night would have been a lot of fun. I think it's more, men would enjoy it more than family. Family doesn't really enjoy it, but men, we would have had a good time.
Oh, we would have had a ball.
We would have made it a lot of fun.
Yeah, we might have rubbed elbows with Leo or Gene Simmons or somebody.
And speaking of Gene Simmons, we tweeted him, huh?
I sent him the video from Cabo from the saloon bar.
Wow.
With the guy spitting the fire, breathing the fire, and I put on there some clever thing. I put Gene Simmons trade school.
Yeah.
And I said, go Demons. You know, that would be, if Gene Simmons had a trade school, that would be the team name, right? The Demons?
Oh, the Demons. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know what the Demons were. Demons.
Yeah,
so.
Demon is his character in Kiss. The other guy's the star child. The other guy's the spaceman. You're not a Kiss guy. So he's the Demon. So I said, go Demons. And then he retweeted it. And then we got a whole bunch of tweets and stuff.
Yeah, I woke up that day to like 42 emails or something.
Yes, once again.
Blowing my phone out. But in honor of after you left, I did play that song, which I knew was really by Kiss. I don't know who makes the songs or who sings them. Right. I just know what I like. So that song by Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think was also in the American Gigolo movie.
It could have been.
Which is probably where I remember it from.
We've played it on this podcast before.
Yeah. So in memory of you leaving, I made sure that it was on at the saloon bar almost every night.
That place. That was one of their biggest hits, and that was like their disco hit.
Yeah.
That was like a disco song. Yeah. So that was big. So.
So I played that song. Yeah. I learned a lot of new music here this trip from you. And then I got to actually play the DJ at Saloon Bar. So
nice.
I'm very
happy
about
that.
Going
back to my old Bentley's days.
Yeah, I mean, you see, I was walking behind a bar. I'm plugging them in the computer.
Well, there's pictures of you with the leather vests on and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Well, so go back a little bit. So there was a casino night, and you couldn't get Michelle or anybody to go with you, and you had to go to Edith. Not that Edith is bad by no means, but that's so sad.
Yeah, we went to Edith's, and it was a good time and all that. But, like I say, the casino night I think would have been good because, I'm all about being around the rich and famous.
Yes.
I live for that.
Everybody should.
Yes, and the sad part is they don't know that I'm not rich or famous.
You know, hanging out with the rich and famous beats hanging out with the poor and unknown.
Yeah, which is usually what we do.
Well,
so
right. We're with Louis.
Yeah, I'm trying to live my, where's Louis days? Yeah. I'm trying to live my life opposite of my
we love
beginning.
Louis. We kid Louis because we love him.
Yeah, but... I could have hobnobbed with the rich and famous. And, it's always good to see another person's house and villa. And, and you make connections and friends and, went to a good cause. But I will definitely be at the next building, America, building the future of Baja. Definitely will be there. There's no two ways about it.
Was it in a house that was higher up on the food chain than you or lower down?
Actually, lower down. Yeah,
lower down. It was a big house, nice
and,
house.
And it seemed like a nice big. It sits at the corner, so I really couldn't tell. But I did drive up to, I did drive to it and see it. And they were putting up the sign when I was there in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to go buy tickets. And then I decided, they said, you can buy them at the door. But there again, I would have went at 10 o'clock at night. But anyone to spend $100 at 10 o'clock at night for maybe, we didn't know if it was an hour or 2 hours. So it just,
it would have been, it would have been a fun story.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was the end of the trip. It was a good trip though. But other than the casino night, but it ended on, Edith's is always a good note. And I didn't see Edith though. I was up a little bit upset.
Is there an actual Edith?
Oh yeah. I got pictures with
really?
Me and Edith. Yeah.
Do you really? We got to put those on Twitter. I didn't know there was an actual Edith.
Yes.
Oh, you got to tweet it. We got to tweet them out. Is she...
She's like the
lady?
Oprah of Cabo San Lucas, I call her. She's always wearing these big hats.
Okay.
She also lives in the Pedregal.
Does she really?
Yes.
Oh,
and,
wow. Do you know which house it is?
No, I do not. I only saw her walking.
Oh, okay.
But I have not seen her house yet. I'm going to scope that out.
I did not know. Was Edith there the night we were there?
No. No, she spends most of her time at that place out on the corridor. It looks like the... It's kind of like the Eataly restaurant down in Chicago, but it's Cabo's version of the Eataly. They got all kinds of different restaurants in there.
She's got more than one.
And got one, two, three. That makes her fourth one. But she actually owns the whole place that has all these fast food or type of different restaurants all in one area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know there was an actual Edith. I guess
that's
makes
like
sense.
She was a waitress in Acapulco. And then she came to Cabo San Lucas, and then she started the restaurant business.
How do you know her life story?
Hey, you know, Ron, they don't call me Barney Fife for nothing. I mean, I'm out there. When I'm out there, I'm out there.
You're out there, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and so, you know what? We got a lot of pyro to talk about. Yes. We were in Cabo. We really didn't do much. Not much pyro, and this is the Fireworks Brigade. So let's do a massive pyro purge. First of all, what have you been doing in fireworks since you got back? Anything? Or you're still kind of on Cabo time?
Still kind of foggy.
Well, you're leaving for ASD, right?
I'm leaving for ASD on Saturday. I'll be leaving for ASD, and then I'll be returning back to China sometime end of April.
Right.
So this way I'll get back in time for our dealer show, which is May 6th.
Right.
Answers for everybody.
The ASD, that's not really fireworks, but it's
American Surplus Distributors.
Right. So that's a lot of people there. It's in Vegas, big, huge trade show, and people can come by your booth and they can buy.
Yeah, we more or less are trying to pick up some convenience store accounts box stores, that type of thing.
So then you're going to go to China, and this trip to China is more or less to keep them honest, to make sure they're making what they say they're making.
Yeah, just check production. If it's not made, let's cut it off and cancel it till next year. And you know.
I just want to, is the Master of Rockets going to come?
Master of Rockets is coming, yes.
Oh, okay.
We'll know more in April.
I gotta have a Master.
Yeah.
Rock.
Well, you got the label. At least you did your labels fast.
We just hired somebody to do it. That's easy. Yeah. I got to see the Master of Rockets and the, what was the other one?
Master of Rockets and the Fireworks Brigade.
And we have a firework. That's right. And we'll be doing some giveaways.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
With that one.
That one. And then right after that, basically you go right into the trade show.
Yeah.
The dealer show.
Dealer show on May 6th. And then start pulling orders, and oh my God, it's another season upon us.
Is Dino ready to go?
He's probably overwhelmed.
I saw some disturbing pictures of Dino. Yeah. Speaking of what was that all about?
I don't know. We're gonna call him Aunt Dino, I think.
There's a Dino in a I have it here on my phone.
Now, did we talk about this on the last podcast or no?
No,
oh, okay.
We did not I didn't see him until you. Until I saw you. You gave it to me at lunch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Well, and I told him we were going to talk about it, and he just basically said,
"There he is."
Yeah. What's that about? What, he's got a yellow. He's got his blue bathing suit, and Dino's not a svelte man, and I could say that because I'm not either. And he's got a yellow bikini top on with his sunglasses.
He actually looks good in a bikini.
I don't know who you've been looking at in bikinis, but okay, we'll go with it.
That Shallow Hal movie, I just watched it. It looks like him.
Shallow Hal. But then, who's the gentleman, the large black gentleman, motorboating him? That's what I want to know. There's a guy motorboating. Dino looks like, look at the look on his face.
Dino's like excited about it. He's having a good time. He's happy.
And you know what? You don't see the other guy. That guy's left hand is on Dino's right breast.
Yeah.
And you don't see his other hand. I think he's doing a little finger banging or something.
I don't know. But
I don't know.
I mean.
They are sharing a drink.
I've actually never seen Dino so happy.
He's going to come after. He's sharing a drink with the gentleman after he was just violated.
Yeah.
They got two straws and a coconut.
And the black guy's got that look. He's got that look.
He's like, I'm going to come after you later.
He's got that look like I'm going to get you.
Yeah, he's looking at Dino like he's a piece of meat.
Yeah, I've seen that look in Leavenworth.
Before
the shower.
The rape shower.
The rape shower.
You know what? And it was, I told Dino I was going to talk about this, and he said, that's all right. It's been on social media in Australia and this and that. See, that's the problem with world these days. You take these pictures, but then you're proud of it, and next thing you know, it's on Facebook for everybody to see. I mean, that's disturbing.
It's all fun and games until the cops show up.
I would not want anybody to. First of all, I don't think I'd let any gentleman motorboat me, period. But now there's documented proof.
And his sunglasses. Look, are those the girl's sunglasses?
I don't know. I don't know if those are Dino's sunglasses.
I don't think so. They kind of look like the girl's sunglasses and bikini. I just want to know what she's wearing now that Dino took all her clothes.
You know, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. Where's the girl without the bikini? That's where the camera
should
be.
That's what we want to know,
That's what we should be taking a picture of, not Dino in the bikini. How did he get a bikini? And how did he get one that fit him?
Well, I don't know.
These are questions. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. Well, I maybe he doesn't have the bikini all the way to. Oh, he looks like he's got it tied around his back because it's holding up pretty good.
Yeah, it's not like a hospital gown.
It's kind of like a Seinfeld Manzier for Dino.
Yes, it is a Manzier. The bro.
The bro man.
The bro. The bro.
Yeah, the bro. The bro, yeah. Yeah, instead of the bra, the bro. That's right, yes.
Oh, man.
The bro, the Manzier, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Well, we're going to have a serious sit down with Dino and maybe. Maybe there's some wedding invitations in our future. Maybe Dino's come out of the closet.
Well, you know, that gentleman there is a very good friend of ours. And,
oh, you know him?
Yes.
Who is it?
Well, he's a friend of... I didn't realize it was him because it looks like he kind of maybe shaved his head when he was in Cabo there. But that's a good friend of Dino's back in Fargo. And, you know, I think he was talking about he had to marry someone for his pension. So this...
It's like Chuck and Dave. What was that movie with...
This could be good for Dino. You know, he could, you know, and something happened to that... we're not going to mention names, you know, of course.
No.
If something were to happen to him, Dino would get that huge pension from the railroad.
Then Dino would leave you.
Well, yeah, and then he wouldn't leave. He'd try to leave, but we, you know, like everyone else that tries to leave, we wrestle him in the parking lot and bring him back in.
All right, Iowa. Here we got some fireworks news in the news. You ready? Right, there's a lot of fireworks in the news. So the first one is Iowa poll. You can flip through. Just look at how many episodes we're. This is episode 45, by the way.
I don't even know if we introduced ourselves again. You know,
I have Fireworks Brigade, Johnny Starr, Ron the Banker.
Yeah,
that's why I wrote it on top of our notes, and we didn't say it. And we're at Twitter at Pyro Podcast. The web is fireworksbrigade.com, starfireworks.com, iTunes, email fireworksbrigade@gmail.com. So the first one, Iowa poll. Iowa poll: 65% say yes to legal fireworks. So this is good news. Do you have any customers or any people that you deal with in Iowa?
Yes, we do. Matter of fact, yes.
Iowans could be celebrating the 4th of July this year by blowing up legal fireworks, which are supported by nearly 2/3 of Iowa adults surveyed for a new Des Moines Register MediaCom Iowa poll. 65% of Iowans who responded support legal fireworks, the Iowa poll found. So they're going through the legal channels to get fireworks legalized in Iowa. And they did a poll, and 65% of the people that they polled are in favor. 29% are opposed, and 7% aren't sure. Those are for the undecided.
It's always the aren't sure.
Yeah. This marks the fourth consecutive year the Iowa poll has found a majority of Iowans support the devices, which are often associated with Independence Day events and New Year celebrations. So
very happy for the Iowans, you know? Yeah. They're not putting their dogs and all this other stuff in the way first.
Yeah, and so and then there was a bill cleared the Senate panel, consumer fireworks. This is still in Iowa. This is from the Des Moines Register. Consumer fireworks could legally be sold and used in Iowa under a bill approved Wednesday by the Iowa Senate State Government Committee. So it did get approved. It was sent to the Senate floor for debate and possible passage, but a vote could still be required in the Tax Writing Senate Ways and Means Committee. So the bill would require the state fire marshal to establish a consumer fireworks license to sell fireworks with fees ranging from $100 to $1,000, including provisions for fireworks sales by retailers and community groups. Fireworks could be used in Iowa between June 24th and July 6th and December 24th through January 3rd, but only between 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. So, nothing wrong with that.
No, that's good. So you do have people that you sell to in Iowa?
Yes.
A lot or a little or what?
A few customers, not too many.
No. Huntington man, where is he? He's accused of stealing fireworks stand. So this guy didn't steal fireworks. He stole the whole stand. This is in Texas. A Huntington man accused of driving off with a fireworks stand has turned himself into authorities. He's 27 years old. He's charged with third-degree theft. According to the police chief, Stefani Wade, a theft call was reported to the Angelina County Sheriff's Office at 11:15 p.m. on November 10th. Someone had stolen a fireworks stand from behind Coleman's Grocery. A deputy later found the trailer-mounted building near the end of Marion's Ferry Road with the building's roof torn away and the fireworks worth about $5,000 missing.
Wow.
Surveillance video showed the man driving a four-door Dodge truck through the Coleman's parking lot and stopping to relieve himself at the store's car wash stalls. So the guy goes in, takes a leak in the car wash stall. At least he found a drain.
Yeah.
So he found a drain, and video footage was released. I'd love to see the video footage of this. Police obtained a warrant, and he was booked and charged Monday. He posted $5,000 bond.
You know, there's so many surveillance cameras. You really, before you take a whiz now, you have to, like, look around to see, you know, before it was like, okay, no people are watching, let me relieve myself. But now you basically have to watch the cameras because everybody's watching you.
Right, absolutely. And you know what? Our next story, and this one is from HawaiiNewsNow.com. It's this one. I kind of skipped a couple.
Okay.
It kind of goes along with what you're saying. Under bill, cell phone footage could be used to arrest fireworks violators. So now, not only do you got to worry about the cameras in the stores, you got to worry about somebody with a camera in their hand.
Well, yeah.
Illegal aerial fireworks are set off island-wide during the holiday season, and residents who report the aerials say they're frustrated with the lack of police action. Now they're hoping a new proposal at the state capitol will lead to more arrests. The measure would allow residents to provide police with materials like cell phone videos, written testimony, and photos of people using illegal fireworks that can be used as probable cause to allow the officer to arrest the criminal.
You basically have to dress up like the movie Saw. You know, you got to wear like a hoodie. You have to look like the guy from Saw to get away with anything almost.
Yeah, know? Well, yeah, you have to go incognito and yeah, just.
I always said if I was going to do something, I'd dress up as like Dr. Zhivago. I mean, you really need to be in the movie, you know, Dr. Zhivago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you really need to be like in scrubs and gloves.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you're going to do anything wrong these days, and now you got this whole army of people with cell phones.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, they find one little piece of hair on you and you're going to jail. I mean, you know.
And that's for. That's in Hawaii, and then our next story is also Hawaii. I know you have some interest in the Hawaii. So this is HawaiiNewsNow.com, another one. Environmental impact of popular Waikiki fireworks show being studied. So that's this one here. I think it might be up there because I kind of switched over. For the last three decades, the 4 to 5 minute fireworks displays that happen every Friday night has been launched from the Elbow on Duke's Beach. You know where Duke's Beach is?
Yeah, sure.
Do they do a 4 and 5 minute fireworks display every Friday?
Every Friday night, yep.
But last fall, a state land board member started asking questions and raising concerns about the potential environmental impact of fireworks debris on the beach area. And in an agreement with Hilton's, is this near the Hilton?
Hilton, yeah. Where
Hilton officials, the show was temporarily moved to the Duke, can you read that, Kanamahu Lagoon? No official complaints were filed, but the land board did ask the Hilton to move at least 3 of their Friday night shows to the lagoon area and to begin documenting any fireworks debris cleanup on the beach. I thought this was more about smoke in the air or something. This is just because they're lazy and they're not picking up their stuff.
Yeah, they actually, the fireworks shows I did see were shot on the lagoon in front of the Hawaiian Hilton Village.
Yeah.
So,
Hotel officials say the fireworks packaging they use is biodegradable.
Yes.
So, you know, just leave it there and leave it there to cattle get it. Each, according to Hawaii Explosives, that must be the company, each Friday night show uses 1,500 to 2,000 fireworks that are shot into the air. The average night, there are 3,000 to 5,000 people gathered? Is that?
Oh, yeah. Well, wow. Hawaii is so crowded with people.
They gather for the fireworks show on the beach alone, but an estimated 100,000 people are believed to watch it every Friday night from Waikiki and surrounding areas. So this is a big thing.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I don't think it's such a short, very short show. I think the cleanup is very minimal.
Well, yeah, but I mean, isn't it? And you've done shows. You do. That's part of what Star Fireworks does. You do private shows. Isn't part of the gig to clean up?
Oh yeah,
you have to, right?
Yeah, people are just amazed when they hire us out for weddings or corporate events because we come out, nobody even knows we're there. We light off the fireworks, we clean everything up, and we leave. They never saw us come, and they never see us leave.
Well, right. It's like that's the big thing. You know, if somebody comes in and you buy a a new carpet or a new refrigerator or something, they take the old one away. I mean, if somebody's going to give you a fireworks show, they have to take away the not to mention it's a fire hazard. And so when you take this stuff away, do you douse it in water first?
Oh, yeah. We bring all the water cans with us and all that and douse everything.
Ducks, yeah.
And then load it up and dry fast. No.
Make sure the check is good.
Yeah.
So let's go to the next one. This is from theheraldbanner.com. Fireworks sales to start for Texas Independence Day. Did you know there was a Texas Independence Day?
No.
Hunt County. Be careful how you say that. Hunt County. You could get goofed up if you said it backwards. Hunt County Commissioner's Court voted last month to allow additional dates for the sales of fireworks. It sounds like maybe there's a little bit of laxing of some of these ordinances.
Well, I think what it is everybody's crying broke, so and everybody's trying to make revenue, and then which is a good thing, but they could have done this a long time ago.
Well, hey, better late than never.
I guess.
The ordinance authorized the sale of fireworks in celebration of Texas Independence Day, San Jacinto Day, and Memorial Day. The sales could be suspended if the Hunt County, that is so rough of a word to say there, Hunt County Fire Marshal determines the county was under drought conditions, which obviously, which would prompt the enactment of the ban on outdoor burning. The state law adopted in 2015, which went into effect 2016, allows individual counties to decide whether to permit retail sales of fireworks to the public on the additional dates. Fireworks sales are scheduled to take place February, March, April for San Jacinto Day, and May for Memorial Day. Also, during 10-day period for the 4th of July. So
in December, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. No, they unfortunately, their 4th of July season usually is usually very bad because of drought conditions. So I'm glad maybe this April day can help. I just wonder how many people will celebrate the San Jacinto Day.
Well, it's probably got to be a Spanish thing, obviously, right? Yes. There's a lot of Spanish population in Texas, so yeah, I don't know. I didn't Google it. I should have.
Yeah, I'm just curious to know how many. Kind of like that. The girl I went through the airport with their spinning bowl on her head. Pastafarians.
Yes.
something tells me the Pastafarians and the are celebrating the Jacinto Day.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, hey, everybody should. Next one, and you mentioned this before we sat down and recorded. This is from thepatch.com, Minnesota, St. Paul, Bill. Bill would legalize flying explosive fireworks in Minnesota. So I thought fireworks were legal in Minnesota now.
No, just the ground fireworks are legal, last I heard. Now, they talked about passing this bill for legalized flying explosive fireworks in Minnesota. From what I understand, still not hasn't been passed by both. I think it passed the House, and then it goes to the Senate, I think, and then the mayor, the governor usually ends up vetoing it for some reason. But
Here it says, fireworks laws in Minnesota. Legal right now are sparklers, cones, and tubes that emit sparks, novelty items like snakes and party poppers. Example of illegal fireworks: firecrackers, bottle rockets, missiles, Roman candles, mortars, and shells. Anything that flies or explodes is currently illegal in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Explosive aerial fireworks are prohibited for sale, possession, and use. So, but they can come to Fargo to buy them.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah. It's kind of a gray area. They can come to Fargo and buy them. Yeah. Nobody really stops in Minnesota, and there's all kinds of lake houses doing fireworks anyways, but, you know.
So it's HF 329, a bill that would expand the list of legal fireworks in Minnesota to include aerial and audible devices, including the bottle rockets and Roman candles. The bill would allow local governments to prevent such sales at their discretion. So once again, and then there's a thing here where you can like weigh in and say, you know, do you want to do it? But when you talked about money a second ago, look, proponents of the bill say the state loses tax revenue to surrounding states about $5 million. This was as of 2010. They also note that illegal fireworks are already used by many Minnesotans, especially around the 4th of July. Since sparklers and other ground-based novelties were legalized in 2002, injuries have increased by 120%. Nearly half the people half by people under age 20, and 22% by persons age 9 and younger. Well, I got news for you. If you're 9 and younger, you shouldn't be using sparklers unless you have your parents with you.
Yeah, parents should be kind of watching that. I mean, 9 years old, I wasn't allowed to do anything at 9.
No. Nothing. No, no, not at all. Especially
it's
fireworks.
Like the way the kids are today, they're not allowed to do anything at 19.
But, this is true.
We're 9, they're 19.
Well, you try to get them to do stuff, they just don't want to. No. They. So they completely rebel against you. So next one, energy.energyfm, www.energyfm. Council disappointed by fireworks display fine. This one I read, and I wonder if this has ever happened to you. A local authority was fined by magistrates earlier this week for holding an event without a music license. The display had to be put back 24 hours due to a technical problem with the fireworks. The council had the license for the original time and date, but wasn't covered for the rearranged display. In a statement, the board admits its errors, but says it's regrettable that the case had to go before the court for solely a technical matter. The sponsor of the event added that the action serves no public interest. So they bought the...
See, now there again, that's just... You know, that's just government. You bought the license. It had to be on hold for 24 hours. The license is still valid. I mean,
right?
Come on. It's not like it's 6 months later or you
no,
sprung
it
on.
Day.
It's a day.
Right.
And they knew, they were notified, I'm more than sure, that they were having technical difficulty and they're going to have to do this tomorrow. But once again, it's just take advantage, you know, of people. I mean... You know, what would they? So they wanted them really to buy two of these permits at €250.
Right.
Basically, what
is that
seems
what that was?
Like.
€250
yeah.
euro. I
yeah,
could.
That's
I didn't
what
know
seems
what it
like to me.
Right.
So you bought one, but now, oh, sorry, you didn't use it on your day because of technical difficulties. Not our fault. But once again, that's just wrong.
I know. And have you? So my question was, have you ever run into this? So I'm sure you've had to buy permits for fireworks show in the past. I mean, I would think the permit, you could anticipate that something like a fireworks show would have some type of an issue such as this. So why wouldn't they, you know, doesn't it have kind of like a, well, you can shoot it off, you know, a 48-hour period between such and such. It has to have some type of soft start.
I mean, and probably most of the time it doesn't happen that way. But this one incident, once again, it seems like they took advantage to say, oh, you know what?
Right.
Hey, this wasn't on the date. And
right.
So, yeah, that's kind of a bad, that's just bad business.
It seems, yeah. How much is €250?
I wouldn't know. That's about, I think it's about, what is it? I want to say it's like three of their euro to our dollar or something like that. They're very weak right now, I think. So, I think our dollar is worth like three of theirs.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, regardless, they did the right thing. They bought the permit. They couldn't do the show.
They certainly didn't do it intentionally.
No, it was a technical difficulty. Even if it was rain or an act of God or whatever, they bought the permit. Just let them shoot the show off the next day. But
yeah,
it's all about a money grab.
At the PGI, we did the same thing. We, you know, instead of shooting the show on Friday night, it was torrential downpour, so we had to shoot it Saturday. Of course, you know. Most of the people left. It was very hard to get the show off on a Saturday, but they did it. But it wasn't where somebody was there with their hand out after the show saying, hey, you know, sorry, but it's supposed to be yesterday. So,
yeah
bad business. Bad business. Once again.
Yeah,
business.
I hear you. Okay, thehindu.com. Fireworks units to be closed indefinitely from Saturday. So this was dated February 21st. Irked by what they claim to be an impractical set of fresh safety rules proposed for cracker shops. They must be a fireworks stand, right?
Yeah.
All stakeholders in the fireworks industry have threatened to go on an indefinite strike from February 18th. The stakeholders, under the banner of All India Federation of Fireworks Industry, that's a long word there, the AIFOFI, have said that the draft safety rules proposed by an expert panel of central and state government officials, if implemented, would wipe out all the 3,400 big and over one lock small cracker shops with permanent licenses. This will bring the whole fireworks industry employing lots of workers in manufacturing and other allied industries, transportation, dealership, and retail sellers to a standstill, as virtually all the licensed shop will lose their licenses as they could not comply with the proposed draft rule, said one of the manufacturers. So this is bad news for in India, it looks
bad
like.
Bad news in India, yeah. Well, you know, once again, this just hurts their common people. It hurts their business. And, you know, that's a challenge. We see it here in the United States. It's just not only in India that, you know, big government, it's not always worried about the actual individual business. It's just worried about, you know, whatever they want to worry about that day.
Yeah. And the next couple stories about Purim. Do you know what Purim is?
I have no idea. I thought
you
it was
got the
Purim.
Thing there. Read it. No, it's Purim. It's
the Jolly Festival of Purim is celebrated every year on the 14th of the Hebrew month of Adar, late winter, early spring. It commemorates the salvation of the Jewish people in ancient Persia from Haman's plot to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the Jews, young and old, infants and women, in a single day. Wow, one single day. You can wipe them all out.
There you go. So it's a Jewish holiday. So here's a couple stories about Purim. So this is the jpost.com. Police confiscate hundreds of fireworks ahead of Purim. So they must celebrate Purim with fireworks. It's San Juanito Day, and now we got Purim.
Purim Day.
Yeah, you can get rid of all the Purim papers now. Unless you want to keep reading. You're going to keep reading about Purim?
No. Okay. I just never get a chance to. I never get a chance to celebrate any of these holidays.
I don't think you would celebrate Purim.
I mean, pretty much I could make this a year-round business, but I can't celebrate any of these days.
I think you're missing out on marketing opportunities. You should have a little fireworks.
I'm going to start putting Purim Day. I'm going to start putting this and San Juan Cinito Day.
Yeah. You should a Purim firework and have it look like a little yarmulke.
I mean, this is the first I heard about these Jews now celebrating this Purim Day. This is news to us.
I know. Well, so
I have many Jewish friends. No one's ever mentioned this.
No, I've heard of it before because a lot of times they'll be trying to get a hold of one of my clients and they're like off the grid for weeks.
Well, that's
so here's
pretty much what happens when they go into hiatus.
Here's a story from the Jerusalem Post. Police arrested two teenagers from central Israel and confiscated hundreds of fireworks on Thursday. First of all, hundreds, that could be like one gross of bottle rockets. We have no idea what that is. In an alleged firework trafficking ring, police say they are looking to crack down on the illegal explosives, which are in high demand ahead of Purim holiday this Saturday.
High demand. Let me just tell you something about... Let me just talk about high demand.
All right, what do you got to go with high demand?
Okay, they're blowing up buses in Israel. I think the high demand is the bus bomb, is the high demand,
right.
Whether it's a holiday or not a holiday. I don't think we need to be tracking down bottle rockets in Israel. They're blowing up people in buses. What's wrong with these people? Am I the only one that gets this?
No, I get it here. In a statement, police said they uncovered organized activity of minors.
Miners.
In an attempt to traffic thousands of fireworks and dangerous toys.
The toys.
Some vibrators that have gone off the grid. Border police raided the home of the main suspect, the 16-year-old.
16-year-old. He's the main suspect.
they're blowing up buses.
They're blowing up buses and people in Israel. People are canceling trips. Jews aren't even going to Israel because they're afraid.
You would think they have more on their plate.
Yes, but they cracked the case with the 16-year-old.
Border police raided them.
You know how they lured them? They gave them Chips Ahoy and milk.
Some video games. Border police raided the home of the main suspect, a 16-year-old from Central Israel, and confiscated hundreds of fireworks. Mm. Another suspect, 16 as well, was arrested, and both were released after police questioning. Two adults were also questioned. Well, so now it gets a little bit more
The uncle helps
intriguing. Yeah. Police allege that the miners used code names for the fireworks, like guinea pigs and Grandfather's Cane. I think that's a good name for a cake.
Grandfather's Cane. I like that one.
In private messaging. So they even had they even had code names for fireworks. Do you when you text Dino, do you say, hey, how many Grandfather's Canes came in this week?
I try not to text Dino. Yeah, that's great. This is two 16-year-olds now making headline news here. They're trying to just celebrate a little Purim holiday for their Jewish faith. And meanwhile, the buses are being blown to bits.
You would think they'd have bigger fish to fry.
You know, and my next person that says they're afraid to go to Israel, I'm going to tell them, don't be, because they have so much police presence, they even caught 16-year-olds trying to sell fireworks.
Tell them about 40 minutes into episode 45 of Fireworks Brigade, they can listen to this story.
God.
Sales were made in... What? So they do this on this WhatsApp. Do you? I've never heard of it. To
organize, yeah, I got WhatsApp.
You have?
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. You're so tuned into it. This
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'm tuned in.
To organize purchases with other miners, the sales were made in quantities of inventories rather than individual fireworks. The police said in a statement, the suspects said they were selling to friends in the neighborhood and those who sought them out. After confiscating the fireworks, they were transferred to a police sapper for disposal. Police continue increased advocacy and enforcement activities throughout the pre-holiday period. The police said, adding that they seek to prevent our children from dangerous and serious injuries.
Now, it says here, Purim, it says, this is a spirit of liveliness and fun on Purim that is unparalleled on a Jewish calendar. If there was ever a day to let loose and just be Jewish. Now, I kind of thought they did it every day except for that Ron Kippur day.
Ramadan?
No, Ram Kippur. I thought Yom Kippur. I thought that was the only day that they didn't let loose. I thought they lived a pretty let loose life. But here they are. Okay, so it just says right. This is the day not to be Jewish. I mean, let loose and be Jewish.
Oh, so you're reading from the definition of Purim.
Yeah, so these 16-year-olds are trying to let loose and be Jewish, you know.
And the man's holding them down.
And they're holding them down. Meanwhile, there, you know, there's other people out there that aren't Jewish blowing up buses.
Right, right. If the main purpose of this holiday is to let loose and be not Jewish, what better way to do that than with
let loose and be Jewish.
Let loose and be
That's
Jewish.
That's why I said I always thought the Jews were pretty let loose anyway. Oh, but okay. But I guess they have a day where they can be looser.
Okay.
I thought that's what they did during Hanukkah, like in Cancun. Oh. I thought those are the days to let loose. But anyways, right. They got more days to let loose. That's good.
Oh, man. All right, here's another one.
I'm going to celebrate this day.
This one I'm going to put into the Hall of Fame with where we talk about how always the headline of the story doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at this one. The headline from the Jerusalem Post. Once again, the Jerusalem Post, March 14th. Stabbing, fighting, and fireworks during Purim festivities. Does fireworks belong with stabbing and fighting?
Yeah, I mean, unless they were stabbing and fighting over the fireworks,
right.
Which you see that on the 3rd of July sometimes with families. I want that last cake, and they just stab somebody.
Yeah, police responded to multiple fights and stabbings that broke out during Purim festivities on late Saturday night. In Nes Ziona, three 22-year-old men were wounded from stabbings, two lightly injured and one moderately injured. Police received report of a fight at 1:40. The injured were evacuated to a medical center. A police investigation is ongoing. A 32-year-old woman was injured when a fight broke out. The wounded were evacuated. It's all about, stabbing, fighting, and fireworks.
And they just put fireworks in there. See, now, so basically, we're coming up on a very big holiday here, too. So the Jews have Purim, where they could let loose and be Jewish. And the Irish have St. Patrick's Day. They can let loose, litter, drink, wear green funny hats, and pretend they're leprechauns, which I don't know what benefits that.
No.
But anyways, but that's their day. And then you got the Italians. It's St. Joseph's Day. There's nothing about letting loose. It's just about eating with family. Like, we need another day to eat. What about every Sunday? But anyway, so the Jews got the easy life, and they got Purim and, you know, be Jewish. The Irish have, St. Patrick's Day. The Italians have just mild holiday of just food, which is something we don't need. And then you got the Indian people from, they're on vacation. You know, they got like 84 holidays in a year. So they have everything.
Yeah.
And then what else we got? The Greeks? The Greeks, I don't know. They don't have they're pretty much gambling every night anyways at their restaurants. So I guess their day would let loose is every day.
The Greeks, they all get a names day. Did you know that?
Yeah, they get that names day.
Because if it's the saint that's your name, you get a gift. My son always tries to hit me up. I'm like, I'm not Greek. I'm not giving you a names day gift.
Yeah, no, the names day, yeah. I mean, that make me alone, not name after a saint.
What do the Polish get? Kashmir Pulaski.
They get that Pulaski Day.
That's only in Chicago.
I think that's in Chicago.
Germans?
Germans kind of uptight. They don't get too much.
They don't get a day.
Yeah, they're always in that manufacturing. They're not doing too much.
All right, here's, we always talk about pets, and I thought this was interesting. This is like a two-part thing here. So the first one, this is clickondetroit.com. PETA, that's the, you know, the people, the animal activists, they offer Michigan City $5,000 to use silent fireworks. The animal rights group PETA wants to give Michigan City $5,000 to switch its annual fireworks display to silent fireworks. The organization sent a letter to the Saginaw Area Fireworks Committee offering the donation to create a stunning show without the warlike explosions that scare off nesting birds, cause dogs and cats to run for their lives, and upset humans. Have you ever been upset by fireworks?
No, and unfortunately the dogs are not upset either. They're upset the same way over thunderstorms, but nobody, you
right.
know.
And that's actually, that's a good point because.
So I think we should do this. Why don't we pass out blindfolds to all these people? So we have blindfolds and we have silent fireworks.
Yeah.
And we don't do nothing. We just gather everybody in a big circle and go, ooh, and yeah. they'll be blindfolded. They won't see nothing. They won't hear nothing. In fact, they could just stay home if they like to.
All right. All right. So, and here's the next story that ties into this. And I thought this was interesting. You know what that is on the screen there?
It's a penguin.
Yeah, but do you know what kind of penguin that is?
No, it's an angry penguin.
That's a Pittsburgh penguin.
Oh, a Pittsburgh penguin.
That's the Pittsburgh hockey team?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So I knew that.
Look at this.
Aww,
oh, you see that?
Look at them.
So
they're
this
on the ice.
Now, listen to this headline. This is from stuff.co.nz. So Pittsburgh played Philadelphia, and that's a big rivalry because they're both from Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
It was an outdoor game. So NHL under fire after Penguins scared by fireworks at Pittsburgh ice hockey game. So these little guys, well, wait, listen now. You're going to like this because it's perfect. The animal rights group PETA has informed the Pittsburgh Penguins that they are skating on thin ice after the NHL brought in actual penguins to a game, which, again, this picture is adorable.
Those are cool.
The penguins, which came from the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium, didn't exactly look pleased to be there, especially after a pyrotechnic display exploded unexpectedly behind them, giving them a clear scare and sent them scrambling for cover. I would have liked to have seen that.
Okay, let me just tell you this. If there was a fireworks show and penguins on the ice and a seal, they would be hugging those fireworks. You think penguins are afraid of little fireworks? You ought to see them around a big seal.
Well, right. So wait. So here's some more of the story. So wait. PETA sent a formal letter to the NHL franchise criticizing the decision to tote out live animals at the special stadium series game at Heinz Field. The loud pop from the here's what the people from the zoo had to say in response. The loud pop from the pyrotechnical display temporarily startled the penguins, and their first reaction, similar to a human when startled. They flapped their wings, the zoo said in a statement in the Post-Gazette. It was less than 10 seconds, and the penguins were back to normal and exploring and playing on the ice. In addition, the statement continues, it was a great enrichment opportunity for our penguins to be introduced to new sounds, sights, and smells. The idea of animals' welfare concerning zoos and other attractions has made headlines recently as Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus announced in January it would be folding up operations. But basically what the people from the zoo said, relax.
That's fine.
Yeah, they just got a little
They're
startled.
Penguins. And that's what I mean. You think fireworks scare them? Put a seal on the ice. That really scares a penguin. I mean,
yeah. So it was that's what got me.
They're animals. I mean, you know, okay, they're out there on the glaciers. You don't have any idea how much sound a piece of ice means when it makes when
right.
it's breaking.
Well, right.
So
absolutely.
Penguins are used to this sort of stuff.
I couldn't agree more. And,
and they like the ice.
And the people from the zoo are telling the people from PETA back off.
About time from the zoo, you know, and they probably got paid handsomely to take those little penguins for a joyride.
Yeah. So, and there was this quiet fireworks seems to be catching on. Here's a New York Times article.
I hope this does catch on because I spend a lot of money trying to bring in loud fireworks and get, and everyone wants the loud stuff. I like to just work on getting the quiet stuff in and then this is it. We got quiet fireworks.
This is from like you said, you could put them all in a circle, put blindfolds on and tell them they saw a great show. Promise relief for children and animals. Quiet fireworks. The New York Times.
Now the children are affected too.
Yeah, quiet. My kid. I've never had a kid who didn't like fireworks. It sounds like an oxymoron. Quiet fireworks. Usually, those bright bursts of colors come with equally impressive bangs. But some fireworks shows are designed to please the eyes without pummeling the ears. In parts of Europe, quiet fireworks display have grown increasingly common. In Britain, venues close to residents, wildlife, or livestock often permit only quiet fireworks. One town in Italy, Colleccio, passed a law in 2015 that all fireworks displays must be quiet.
Now there we go again. There's enough gunfire going on in Italy, but now we have to have quiet fireworks. Okay. How about we stop killing people over there and we'll be all right.
Yeah. By relying on rich color effects and tight visual choreography, mm-hmm. not loose, designers of quiet fireworks programs can forego the big explosions and still deliver a stunning show. The hope is that softer celebrations mean less stress for noise-sensitive children, veterans, older people, pets, and wildlife.
Don't throw the veterans in here.
No, come on.
The veterans have been they grew up on those sounds in World War II and Vietnam and everywhere else. So yeah, don't let's throw the veterans.
Here's a quote: "We've seen more competitors in the last decade or so," said Reno Sampieri, a senior display manager at Fantastic Fireworks, a company that's based in England that started selling a quiet fireworks package 30 years ago. He's ahead of his time. You got to catch up, man.
Yeah.
Today, quiet fireworks are part of everybody's inventory. That must not be in the States. It must be big in England.
Yeah, it's got to be big in England, yeah.
Quiet fireworks are not a new invention. In fact,
you see how much quiet fireworks are not welcomed at the PGI.
Oh, no.
And neither are the loud ones.
I think you went a little overboard, but that's for another story. Quiet fireworks are not a new invention. They're used routinely in classic fireworks shows as visual effects to accompany the loud bangs. Think of the comet tail, all this other stuff. So, again, it's just more of this, but I don't know. I mean,
I'm all in favor of the quiet fireworks because, everybody wants the loud stuff, and loud stuff's hard to get, and the government doesn't want it. So if we just switch everything over to quiet, and everyone will be happy.
But aren't you kind of interested, though, to know what a package of quiet fireworks entails?
I thought it was called a dud.
Maybe. I'm going to see if I can get this Reno Sampieri
According to Johnny Starr, a package of quiet fireworks is known as a dud.
A dud. I like that
end
very
of story.
Much. Here's your favorite, John.
All right.
You know who this is?
It's my girl, Adele.
You know, I keep going back and forth. Is she cute or is she not cute? Is she hot?
No, I don't think she's ever been hot. She did lose a lot of weight. She doesn't look bad. As my mother would say, she's got a pretty face. So that means one or two things. She doesn't really want to put out that much, and she's, doesn't have too good of a body.
Well, I know you like Adele, and this Love came Adele. Through, and this is the mirror.co again, UK. Adele's son hit in the eye by fireworks debris as singer pulls all pyrotechnics from her show. Maybe she won't be your favorite anymore.
She'll be my favorite, but,
She pulled pyrotechnics from her latest show after debris from a fireworks flew into her son's eye. Four-year-old Angelo was watching his mom rehearse in Australia when the piece of the shrapnel flew into the crowd. The singer said her boy was left very upset by the accident, which happened at Perth Domain Stadium. Breaking the news to her fans in Perth, the 28-year-old star, did you know she's 28?
Yeah. She looks a lot older than 28.
She does look a lot. I thought she's older than that. Broke the news. "We've been rehearsing here, and up until last night, we had fireworks for you," she said. "And obviously, everyone likes a fireworks display. However, my son was watching in the crowd. There wasn't much of a crowd. There was like five people. A bit of debris. It wasn't big, but a bit of shit went in his eye, and he was very upset, so I got rid of the fireworks."
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable. But, once again, when fireworks are going off, shit happens. I mean, that's basically what happens, but...
it ends up saying the singer reportedly took a crowd poll towards the end of the show, which suggested that the crowd really likes the fireworks and they might be included during the rest of the tour.
Yeah, I think, once again, when it comes to fireworks and debris, I think just set them back further. Basically set them back further. Maybe do something in front of them so this debris doesn't fall. I mean, there's other ways to combat that. But people do like fireworks, and they better get used to
it. And they are big with music and rock and roll or whatever. And I got another story for you. This one's a little further back. And this is your guy. We just talked about him, Gene Simmons. This is not a new story. I don't know how it came across, but it was in back in the 90s, and Kiss were doing a show in Germany. And the German the German authorities told them that they couldn't use any pyrotechnics.
Okay.
And they went on and they did it anyway.
Really?
Yeah. KISS explained to the audience that they wouldn't be getting the typical KISS visual experience. We brought all kinds of bombs, explosives, and some smoke, but the fire marshal and the fire department will not let us do it tonight. After the expected chorus of boos rained down, he rallied the crowd by shifting into showman mode. I want you to know something. They can't stop the bombs. They can't stop the fire, but they can't stop KISS. However, judging from the above, from the video, the KISS, someone in their crew either changed their mind or had no intention, so they did the fireworks anyway. Suggested the group's punishment ranged anywhere from a fine to a lifelong ban in the city stages. So there's your guy, Gene Simmons, sticking up for fireworks.
Well, yeah, I like that guy. After we watched that episode of how he feels about other people too, I think he's a good guy. He's one of my guys.
He is one of your guys.
That's my guys.
All right, here's here's another one for you, John.
All right.
You know what that is? No, you have no idea.
No idea. Oh, this is the NCAA bracket time.
This is it. We did this last time. You had fun with this one.
I did have fun with this.
All right, so we got brackets.
We're at 56 minutes. Just want you to know.
I know. We're going to finish up quick. Okay. I cut some stuff out.
Okay.
All right, so here's our brackets. We have to do these because tonight the NCAA tournament starts. There's a game tonight. Do you know University of North Dakota's in it this year?
They're in everything, it seems
like. No, that's North Dakota State.
North Dakota State.
Well, University of North Dakota is good for hockey.
Yeah, it's good for hockey. Yeah. But I'm really looking forward to this El Chapo drug rival wanted by federal prosecutors in North Dakota.
I wasn't going to read that one because we're going long. You want to read that one?
We'll do the brackets, and then we'll save North Dakota for the next one.
All right. All right, yeah, because I usually save a story. Yeah. All right, so let's go through. And we'll get Dino, and maybe hopefully this time Dino will do it. So first we have, this is the Tournament of Bang, I call it.
Yep.
On the left side, we got the J-Star bracket. On the right side is the Ron the Banker bracket. In the first division, this is the Devil's division. So we got number one, Dance with the Devil, against 8, Aerial Dynamite. Which one's the
Dance with
there?
The Devil.
All right.
So you fill it in at a first bracket?
Yeah, DWD.
Dance, okay.
And then this one I saw on your website, but I had never seen this one, or maybe I'm overlooked it. Number 2 seed, Orange Crush versus 7, Death Row.
Orange Crush.
What is Orange Crush?
Orange Crush is just all a cake of orange with big bangs.
Is that new?
No, it's been around for a while.
Okay. I'm going to take Orange Crush as well.
Yeah.
Number 3 seed, Venom versus the Instigator.
Venom, bro. Oh, Instigator for sure. Hands down.
Yeah, but Venom is the number 3 seed, man. You can't do that. I'm going to go with Venom.
Okay, I'm going Instigator.
And number 5 is Vendetta versus the Vengeful Texan.
Vendetta.
Yeah, I like the Texan, so I'm going to go with the Vengeful Texan. All right, so let's go down. The Lakes Division. This is all your Lake Cakes and a couple other ones thrown in here. So you got number 1 seed, Detroit Lakes versus Protecting Lady Liberty.
Protecting.
All right. I'll go with that, too. All right. Next one, Lake Cake, is Pelican Lake versus Pyro Fix.
Pelican Lake.
I'm going to go with Pyro Fix.
All right.
And then you got Red Lake versus Returning Fire.
Oh, Red Lake.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Lake Ida versus Otter Tail Lake.
I'm going Otter Tail.
I like Otter Tail, too. All right. So now we go on to the other bracket. We got this is my favorite right there. The number 1 seed, Master of Rock. This is the Rock and Roll division. So all these, and whether you know it or not, all these have like a music theme. So we got the Master of Rockets versus Nowhere to Run.
Master of Rockets.
Yeah, I got to go with that one there. And this one is a Kiss of Death versus Panic in the Streets. There's a group called Panic at the Disco.
Kiss of Death.
All right. Oh, we're going to have a Master of Rockets versus Kiss, a 1 and a 2 seed coming up. Bad to the Bone versus Under Pressure.
Bad to the Bone versus Under Pressure. I'm going Under Pressure.
I'm going to go bad. And Under Pressure was our winner last year.
Yes.
I'm going to go Bad to the Bone. All right. And then Rock the Night and Who Let the Dogs Out.
Who Let the Dogs Out. Ooh, ooh. Little song there.
All right. And then this bracket I entitled Ryan the Movie Critic Division because these are all movie
movies. Movies, yeah.
So we got Die Hard versus Bad Boy.
Die Hard.
I'm going to have to get Ryan to do one. Black Widow, Hog Wild.
Hog Wild.
I'm going to go with Black Widow. I like that one better. Independence or Judgment Day versus Snake Eyes. Judgment Did you ever see Day. That Snake Eyes movie with Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
Yeah, Snake Eyes, and then Vendetta versus Wipeout.
I'm going with Wipeout.
All right. All right, so let's go back up to the top left.
All right.
In the Devil's Division, you got Devil Dance with the Devil versus Orange Crush.
Oh, Dance with the Devil versus Orange Crush. I'm going Dance.
Well, no, what do you got?
I got Dance with the Devil versus Orange Crush.
Yeah, you're going with Dance?
I'm going Dance.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Orange Crush. All right, okay. And then I got Venom versus Vengeful Texan. What do you got?
I got Instigator versus Vendetta.
All right, who you going with?
I'm going with Instigator.
All right, I'm going with Vengeful Texan. All right, down in the next one, who you got?
I got Protecting Lady Liberty, and I got Pelican Lake. I'm going Protecting.
Yeah, that's what I got. I'm going the same. All right, the next one down, I got Red Lake and Otter Tail Lake.
I'm going Otter.
Yeah, you got Otter, too?
Okay. Yep.
Now let's go in the Rock and Roll Division.
All right.
Master of Rockets all the way for me.
I'm going Kiss of Death.
Oh, Bad to the Bone. I got Bad to the Bone, and I got Who Let the Dogs Out. I'm going Bad to the Bone.
I got Under Pressure, and Who Let the Dogs Out. I'm going Under Pressure.
All right. And then in the Movie Critic, Ryan, the Movie Critic Division, I got Die Hard and Black Widow. I'm going Black Widow.
I got Die Hard and Hog Wild. I'm going Die Hard.
All right. I got Snake Eyes and Vendetta. I'm going Snake Eyes.
I got Judgment Day and Wipeout. I'm going back to Judgment Day.
All right. Let's go back up to the Devil's Division, top left.
I see how this works. This is very interesting.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, I got orange. So now I'm stuck with Orange Crush versus Vengeful Texan. I'm going with the Orange Crush.
I got Dance of the Devil versus Instigator. I'm going to go with Dance of the Devil.
Okay. And I got Protecting Lady Liberty and Otter Tail Lake.
Me too. I'm going Protecting.
I'm going Otter Tail Lake.
All right.
All right, on the Rock and Roll side, I got Master of Rockets and Bad to the Bone. I got to go Master of Rockets, just for the label alone. I haven't seen one yet, but hopefully.
I got Kiss and Under Pressure. I think I'm staying with Kiss.
All right. And what are you basing these on? Just your love of the cakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I got Black Widow versus Snake Eyes. I'm going Black Widow.
And I got Die Hard versus Judgment Day. I'm staying with Die Hard.
All right, so now we're getting down nitty gritty. This is the final four.
Tough now.
This is the final four. This is getting exciting. We got to put some more music on. All right, so now I got Orange Crush versus Otter Tail Lake. I'm going with Orange Crush in the J Star bracket. What do you got?
I got Dance of the Devil, and I got Protecting Lady Liberty. I'm staying with my old time favorite, Protecting Lady Liberty.
Wow. Okay. On the Ron the Banker bracket, I got Master of Rockets versus Black Widow. Sorry, Black Widow, you're done. I'm going with Master of Rockets.
It looks like I got Kiss and Die Hard. So I got to stay with Die Hard. That, you know, we named that after Josh and Dino. I'm going with Die Hard.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now the final, the champion. I got Orange Crush versus Master of Rockets. I'm going Sight Unseen. I'm going Master of Rockets. That's my bracket, winner.
And I got Die Hard versus Protecting Lady Liberty. I'm sticking with Die Hard's my winner.
There you go. All right, look at that. That's always fun to do.
I like those.
We're gonna get, and then we'll report back. We'll report back next time who everybody picked. Usually, people pick them by names, just like they would be picking a horse race.
Yes.
So, all right. You want to talk about El Chapo?
Let's talk about El Chapo real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to do that, and then we got a What Would Johnny Do, and then we can. We'll finish it up.
All right, real quick, El Chapo.
Yeah, so federal prosecutors in North Dakota are after a Mexican cartel leader connected to Operation Speed Racer, an investigation that resulted in dozens of convictions after the shooting death of an East Grand Forks resident more than 10 years ago.
Wow, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Documents were unsealed Tuesday, office in Fargo, indictment and arrest for Juan Francisco Celius Roca. He has been named by authorities as a top contributor for the Arellano Felix cartel, which has smuggled numerous drugs into the U.S. in competition against the Sinaloa cartel, headed by infamous drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Guzman was extradited to the U.S. last month and faces federal charges in connection with his actions as the head of cartel.
Wow. Well, I like that Sinaloa cartel. And is this guy just fleeing to Fargo because he's taking advantage of the small police force and the no the kind of safe haven, it looks like.
I would guess he probably figures, well, if I go to Fargo, they're never going to, you know, how are they going to find
me? But once again, one should, if you are Mexican, you shouldn't go to Fargo because you're one of few.
You stand out,
you
right.
Stand
you
stand out.
You think he would be better off in Texas.
Yeah, or Texas. Or, well, Texas, they'd kill him because there's too many people in Texas. So he's got to go, he's got to just hang out like in, you know, L.A., Chicago, somewhere like that. You
right.
Know?
Right.
So. Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's another one. Here's a look at the screen there. I've got another story real quick. Fireworks Oreos. Did you ever see these?
No, this is awesome. Oh, I want that. I got to find out where I get that bag from. I like the bag.
Yeah, the new, maybe our buddy Paul can get you some. New firework-inspired Oreo flavor will ignite your taste buds with popping candy. So it's a new flavor coming
kinda like
out.
Kind of like Pop Rocks, right? Isn't it Pop
right,
Rocks
right, yeah. There's going to be Pop Rocks in there. Absolutely. So you got that. And there's another bag. Look at that one.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, okay. Quick story for you. A man who owned 6 tons of porn died when his collection of filthy magazines fell on top of him.
That sounds like something happened to Zingy, my good old friend Zingy.
You got a friend Zingy? Well, the reason I thought of this because I've been painting and doing things, and I had a few movies here and there, and trying to get rid of them is kind of difficult. I actually pawned them off on my old buddy Paul. I said, hey, you want these? And he took a big box. But I had nowhere near 6 tons. But this guy, and he was in Japan. The 50-year-old's body was only discovered 6 months later when the landlord, 6 months, my God, when the landlord,
stink.
When the landlord entered his flat in Japan to find out why the rent had not been paid. The porn addict's lowly, tragic death was revealed by a member of the cleaning team who said that his company had been hired to remove the magazines discreetly in a way that would not be noticed by neighbors and the man's family to save them from shame. He said that the dead man, a former car maker, identified only by the name Jolly.
I guess he was Jolly. I mean,
had died and buried under. I think this is more of a whatchamacallit.
Well, I think he died.
Hoarding situation.
Well, I think it's a hoarding situation, but I think the guy died going out the way he went out with a bang. He went out with his porn.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean,
something in his hand, and he was just, it was rolling and rolling and rolling. That was it. So, yeah, I couldn't believe it. So.
I'm going to save some of these stories here. Those are some good ones. We definitely
you
get
like those
yeah.
stories? There you go. All right, one more thing.
All right.
What would Johnny do?
What would Johnny the Man do?
Yeah, what would Johnny do? You know, sometimes... Last time, do you remember what we did last time with what would Johnny do with the shaving thing?
Shaving incident,
yes.
Yeah.
And that, what would Johnny do? I'm thinking these are bad ideas. It's almost like it's not a good idea to do these. Anyway, so last time we talked about it, and we talked about shaving, and we did the whole thing. You can listen to episode 43, whatever it was, to hear it. And I got in trouble because... You made the revelation that you shave down there 3-4 times
just
a week.
Just like I shave my face.
Just like you shave your face.
Nah.
And I got in trouble for that because now I'm expected to be held up yeah. to your standards. And I can't do it.
I got high standards. Standards.
Yeah, you keep it trim down there. My God.
People at Mach 3 love me.
All right, so this one I got today, this is what I'm going to call it, sock it to them.
All right.
And I've seen you buy socks, cheap socks, in Japan or in China.
Yep.
We walked down the street there, whatever that's called, and we bought a bunch. You bought a bunch.
I never have enough socks.
I know. I love socks, too. But so I bought socks the other day at there's a mall here.
Mm-hmm.
Gurney Mills. Over
oh, yeah.
In, yeah. So, and that's like an outlet mall. So they were cheaper socks, you know, and I bought Oakley socks, whatever they were. But I like socks. It's just whatever. So, but socks, the ones I buy usually have a little label on them, right and left. Did you ever have socks with an R and an L on them?
Jeez, I never looked. I don't think my socks have it.
Yeah, so mine have an R and an L on them. And it's,
well, yeah, but your shirts and pants also have little animals on them, too.
So I match.
Yeah, you have geranimals. Yeah, you know how to match up. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so. That's why I always look so sharp. Yeah, me, I don't have those fancy clothes.
Yeah, my shorts and my Batman t-shirt right now is showing off. So, but it's got a right and a left, and it's not really, they're not really made differently. I think it's just because if you wear it on the right foot, if you keep putting the same one on the right foot, it'll keep it bent that way or whatever. It's more for to put it on the same foot all the time.
Wow.
So, but since I bought these socks from the outlet mall, I think they were defective because they all have L's in them.
Really?
Yeah. So there's no R's, just all L's.
So that had to be dangerous for you in the morning. Your OCD had to just take over.
Well, that's,
you probably skip work.
That's what I'm saying. I was totally baffled. I don't know what to do with these socks. I can't wear them because I have to put. And my mom was very superstitious, rest her soul. And you know, she would not let you, like, if you put the wrong sock on or whatever, or if you
shoes on the table,
yeah,
or something.
Shoes on the table. You couldn't, like, if you put your shirt on backwards, you couldn't take it off. You just had to, like, take it out of your arms and flip it around or whatever. So what would Johnny do? You wouldn't even pay attention to the left and the right.
I'm going to go home and check my socks
right
today, because I like to rearrange my sock drawer. But okay, I'm gonna check that out. I've never, ever bought expensive socks where they got a right and an R and an L. That seems a little more expensive than what I would buy.
Well, but so if you had socks with an R and an L, would you care?
I probably wouldn't be able to tell in the middle of the morning. I can barely open my eyes in the morning.
Oh, well, no. You can always.
Well, how big is this R? How big is the L?
Yeah, it's right here. I don't have them on today, so no. I have a different stuff. But do they have an R and an L?
Well, if they have an R and L, then I take those back and I want.
Well, but it's too late now. But would you, if they had all L's, you would take them back? Or would you?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Or you would just wear them, it didn't matter.
Well, I would wear, I mean, I wouldn't, yeah. I never, this is all new to me.
Oh,
this is new to me, yeah.
New to you, you know. my
kind of like shaving's new to you, this is new to me.
Well, it's not new to me, I just don't do it all the time.
So I'm going to go home and check my socks.
All right, you can report back next time.
If I got all L's, if I got all L's, I would probably, I'd want to bring them back because you're obviously looking for the R and it's going to disturb you.
Well, it did disturb me and I didn't want to throw the socks away. And so what I did was I've tricked myself, although I still know, but I tricked myself. So I put the L on first. I look at it and I see, oh, that's the L.
Okay.
And I put it on my left
foot.
Should
I get a marker, put R on the other one?
No,
for fun?
I don't think it'll work. And then I just don't look at the next one.
Yeah.
I just don't look at the other one and I put it on. I know it's an L and it's on my R foot, but I just deal with it.
So what is the question?
So the question was, what would you do?
What would I do? Because of the superstition and the OCD, I would probably take them back.
Yeah.
But since it is too late, as you say, then, and you don't want to throw them away. I can't throw good stuff away.
No.
I can't even throw bad stuff away, but I'm not a hoarder.
No.
But anyways.
You don't have 6 tons of porn?
No. So I would continue to wear them, but, you know, like I said, I really don't think it matters when it comes to socks. Are those a real small socks, too, where you can't see them? Yeah, those things are so small, I don't even think it matters.
Well, again, they're not made differently. It's just that when you wear them, they conform to your foot, right.
Yeah.
So
if you put an R on an L, the big toe is going to be where the pinky normally is.
Right.
So you're going to really have a heck of a tight sock. And you know what? I'm going to have to check my socks because there are sometimes I put on them and they feel very tight.
Ah, look at that.
I'm gonna look at this R and L. The only thing that comes to my mind is R and L Carriers that does a lot of our work.
It's like you have a whole new pair of socks on and put it on the other foot. It's like masturbating with the other hand.
And at the end of the day, I wouldn't return my left hand.
No, not at all.
I'm wearing those socks.
All right, we're at a
get used to it.
Hour 13.
Oh,
we've
my
had
God.
Fun. All right, we got to go. We will do another one next month. And let's try and get that Reno Simpieri to talk to us.
Yes,
about,
Fantastic Fireworks.
About,
we'll give him
Fantastic
a...
Fantastic Fireworks, yes.
And I want to talk a little bit more about some of these other stories and that we had. So we're going to leave these notes here for our next episode.
All right. Sounds
good.
Later. See you.